get a chance to throw in the wind all day.
It is, you know, we wanted to get back out here today and make up for yesterday, but maybe next camp.
Big surprise, when Mike called you in, what'd you think was going on?
Well, he tried to play it off that he was trying to get us inspired to go up against the wind and weather and stuff today, but some of us had a sneaky suspicion that he might let us get out of here today.
How'd it go, Jake, over the last couple of weeks?
I thought it went really well. We put a lot of stuff in. I think we got a lot done, a lot more than we did last camp. I mean, just getting the new guys in here and just putting plays in and repping them and getting a good feel for everything. So I think it went really well.
How comfortable to feel with guys like Henry and Graham now? I mean, now that you've had a pretty good amount of time with them.
Yeah, I had a lot of time. And those guys, I mean, as good as they are, they kind of just fit in and make things work. So, I mean, I think after a couple of days with those guys, they were comfortable in the system. It was just a matter of them picking up with everything and getting some more reps in. So it went really well.
You guys don't get a whole lot of off time anymore. No. What are you going to do with the struggles that you do have, man?
Well, I got my golf tournament Monday, so I got to get to work on that and get a few things hammered out before that happens.
Get out of town at any point after that, though?
Yeah, we got a break at the end of June. I'm going to try to get out of town, and then right before camp, maybe go on a trip somewhere.
What's your impressions of Dominic Hickson? He didn't get a lot of time last year because of the injury.
I'm very excited. I'm very high on Hicks. I mean, I think he, if you ask him, I think he had a great camp. I mean, I think he surprised a lot of people because we really didn't know what we had in our hands. I mean, we didn't really get to see him at all. And then the off season, he worked out a little bit with me, but his foot was still healing a little bit. So to get him out here and see what he can do, he has another weapon. And we're not short on weapons here, but adding him in there, it only helps out.
Dude, what's it like going against that secondary of four veterans back there?
I mean, last year was tough enough with Champ and John and Nick and those guys. Now you throw Dre in the mix and Ian and DJ and all those linebackers running around. It's tough. I mean, so good at disguise, and then Champ's over there and he's so good at anticipating what you're going to do. It makes things kind of unrealistic for us as quarterbacks because, I mean, other defenses aren't going to be able to do the things that our defense can.
What kind of tweaks have been made to the offense this year?
I don't know if we've tweaked a whole lot of things. I think we've just taken out a lot of gray areas and got everyone on the same page. Me, receivers, running backs, and just try to make it easier on everybody. And we've just been repping stuff over and over and over again this whole camp, so we get a good feel for things.
You say gray areas.
I mean, the receivers are thinking one thing, I'm thinking another. Depths on routes, just concepts, how we want to attack a certain play, how we want to attack a defense. And Dinger and Mike and those offensive coaches have done a great job this camp of just getting everyone together and really hammering out some stuff.
Do